Proclamation number 227 dated the December 15th, 1937. The hour of Christ's birth. Spiritual rebirth. Dear child, with tireless patience the Lord refreshes all those who long for Him. His words shall flow to you and you shall receive every day, for wise indeed is everyone who draws strength and comfort from His word. Each one of us endeavors to return you to the state of heartfelt readiness. Such days are indeed necessary, as time and again the Lord wants to take renewed possession of your soul until it is so firmly anchored to the Savior that it will faithfully stay with Him throughout all dangers and no outside influences will be able to separate your heart from Him. For this reason He demands your devotion time and again, and if you remember this you will gladly submit to Him. For the Lord has decided that from now on even the slightest event shall result in spiritual advancement and bring you peace. For wherever you are heading to, the Lord will protect you and only ever choose what is right. You are accompanied by His blessing and His fatherly eye watches over you. Thus follow our thoughts. When the feast of love draws to an end you will experience a state of strong inner reflection again, as will every earthly child in search for God. These are the effects of the Savior's infinite love which pours upon the souls of those who became enlightened as the result of the celebration, who accepted the hour of Christ's birth into their heart. For these the song of love is sung from above. It rings into their hearts and leaves a gentle yearning for the Savior which shall be satisfied. For the Savior enters every heart and turns these souls towards eternity. All angels intone the song of love, and if you carefully listen to this voice in your heart, the hour of Christ's birth will also be your hour of spiritual rebirth. You will grasp His teachings and live in His love from then on, and thus you will turn to the divine grace which will guide you towards the light. Then your life on earth will be sunny, sunny in spirit. From this time on you will not rest until you have scaled the path of ascent. My dear child, always make sure that no doubt will cloud your inner being. Receive everything with profound faith, ignore all apprehension and always accept our words with complete trust. So much shall be given to you. In increasingly shorter intervals you shall be informed of how closely the Savior unites Himself with you through your dedication, how spiritual teachings are continuously being assigned to you. For only faith is the foundation which the Lord builds His kingdom upon, and your holiest striving should be to penetrate the divine teachings ever more deeply. Listen to the Lord's voice ceaselessly and without hesitation. Always prepare a receptive heart for Him, offer your whole will to Him and sincerely implore the Savior for His grace. Those who hear His word will join the Lord in their thousands, for His word is grace, refreshment and nourishment, and no one can ignore it if he pays attention to the voice of the heart. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And anyone who longs for the Lord will hear the voice and accept it in his heart. Thus, bring these lines to a close and prepare yourself. It is necessary to proclaim the eternal word, and anyone who is close to the Lord will receive it and proclaim it to the whole world. In this hour the Lord prepares that which shall be a blessing for everyone who wants to hear Him. And the Savior recommends that you fight in order to prevail with His grace. Amen.